Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I started recording a little bit earlier, maybe about 5 minutes ago. And I looked down and the doggy was on the floor. And I always shut my door. And my studio is upstairs. It's kind of a bonus room upstairs. It's not interesting at all, but I'm going to say it's interesting. When we were looking for a house, I said, I don't want a house that just has a bonus room upstairs. I want a complete second story with a hallway, a landing, rooms, all that kind of stuff. I said, I don't want just a bonus room. I want an upstairs. And then we found this house and we loved it. And our realtor said it might have been because it was the first house that we saw that was brand new and empty. She said, because you have a tendency to love a house when it's empty, but if you see it with other people's furniture, it's harder for you to see yourself in it. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true, but I overlooked the fact that it was a bonus room. And I thought, you know, someday maybe we will expand the upper floor and hire one of those HGTV people to come and not really, but do something like that where we say, oh, we need more space. Let's expand the upper floor. We need to put in a beam and raise the roof and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It's fine. We don't really need more space, but for I don't know why I didn't want it to be a bonus room. But I really wanted it to be a whole upstairs floor and not just a bonus room. But we love the house, so, and this room is actually going to work out very well to be my studio and a media room for us to watch TV and stuff like that. Anyway, I look down. I always close the door because he likes to watch the news in the afternoon about the same time that I record. And if I leave the door open, then you guys will hear David Muir or whoever is talking on the news, and so I closed the door, and so I looked down, and Sydney was laying on the floor, and I decided to stop recording to take her downstairs, because he also normally walks her around this time in the afternoon, and it gets dark around this time as well, so I thought, and it's around 5:30 in the afternoon, so it gets dark, it's already starting, it's probably halfway finished getting dark at this point. So probably by the time I finish recording this or a few minutes thereafter, it will be completely dark. But I thought, oh, what if he wants to walk her and I've got the door shut and I'm recording and he's not going to want to come in because he's not going to want to make noise. And so I stopped recording and took her downstairs and he said, oh, I've now started walking her early and then coming back and working a little bit longer. So walking her at 4 or 4:30 and then coming back to my desk and working and finishing out my day. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'll know that for the future. So apparently they walked and then she decided to come upstairs and hang out with me for a little bit. And I didn't know. So we did some measuring last night on the floor. I'm trying to remember now if I actually didn't cook last night because we had to go pick up Sydney. So we did a workout. So we started a new workout. And I know you guys are used to us doing P90X, or at least for like the last 10 years of my life, when I've talked about working out, pretty much the only thing I've talked about is P90X. And so we decided we were tired of P90X. We didn't think we were getting a lot of results either because we've gotten so used to the workout that it's not doing as much good, or maybe we're too lax when we're doing the workout. It's probably because we eat too much fast food and junk, and that's my fault. It's not his fault. It's totally my fault. But we decided we would take a couple of week break. We finished P90X a few weeks ago now, and then we would start a new workout routine. So he looked through, because we have an app that's provided by Beachbody, which is the same company that does P90X, and they have a lot of other workouts on this app. And it's a subscription, kind of like Peloton or something like that. And he found one called 21 Day Fix, I want to say. And I think there's a diet associated with it, but we're not doing the diet. And so we did it. So after I finished recording yesterday, I went down and we did the first day of 21 Day Fix. Now, you're supposed to do it 21 solid days without any break. I don't think we're going to do that because we like to have at least one day off per week. So we'll probably modify it and have at least a Saturday off or something like that. But we did it, and it's only been a few weeks, but man, I thought P90X was the hardest workout out there, and maybe it is, but maybe we've just been, I don't want to speak for Mark, but maybe I've been slacking off when I've been doing P90X. It was probably a 25-minute workout with 5 minutes of chatter and stretching and stuff like that. And by the end of it, oh my, I was so out of breath. My heart rate was up. Everything was sore already. This morning I woke up and my legs, my calves, my butt, everything was sore. One of the crunch exercises, and it was supposed to be cardio, but they put crunches in there as well. It was called Frog Crunch, I think. And you did it for a minute without stopping. So it wasn't a number of reps. It was a minute. And by the time I finished it, my stomach seized up. It cramped and seized up. And I continued on with the workout, but Mark's stomach seized up as well. So bad that he had to stop for about a minute or two and just do some stretches. And this morning we got up and we were both sore. And so apparently, either because maybe just because of the variety, but I'm not really sure. Like I said, maybe we were just slacking off in P90X, but this seems to be hurting more, which I guess is a good thing, but I do not like working out, but we're doing it. So after I'm done recording this, once again, we'll do another day of 21 Day Fix. We'll see how that goes. But we needed to pick up Sydney because she was staying with my parents, because on Tuesday when I had my haircut, Mark went with me and we were out of the house all day. And so we dropped her off at my parents' house and we couldn't pick her up Tuesday night because we got in too late. And then yesterday morning, we were both working and I didn't really want to do it during lunch because it would take the whole lunch hour and I had meetings and he had meetings, and so it just didn't work. So we decided we would do it in the evening after we finished our workout. So we did that, but we didn't finish that until around 6:30, and then I took a shower because I was really sweaty. And we went to my parents' house, and I go in. I figured I'd given my mom enough days to where if she did have COVID, maybe it was not contagious anymore. Although she said she's feeling fine now, so I don't know. I don't know what she had, but I walk in, and of course they've got Fox News on. Now, I've always thought of my parents as intelligent people. My whole life, I've thought of them as intelligent people. My stepdad always had a very good job. My mom has a master's degree. And I've always thought of them as very intelligent people. And I've never thought of them as having the negative aspects of conservative people, like the racism and the other various negative things that some conservative people have. Now, I don't want to say all conservative people are racist or whatever, but there are some negative characteristics. But I never thought that my parents had that. But the evening time on Fox News is the most fake news filled, conspiratorial, hate filled, everything. All of those hosts in the evening are the talking heads that are basically believing every Trump lie ever and spreading that. During the day when they have their news segment, I think they're a little bit more accurate in the news division, but the talking head infotainment division is the one that you really have to, that's the one that'll get you. And it was 7:30 in the evening and my parents were watching Fox News. I was thinking, oh my God, are they watching Hannity? Or I don't even know who's on because we do not watch Fox News, but So I got out of there as quickly as I could. And my mom knows now because I told her a few weeks ago I didn't want to talk politics with her. So I think she's got the idea that I don't want to talk politics with them. So I didn't even say anything about it. I hugged them. I grabbed the dog and I said, "We'll see you guys on the weekend. Thanks for keeping the dog." And I left. Well, there was no time for me to cook, so we went to Chick-fil-A. I did get a grilled chicken sandwich, so that's a little less calories than a fried chicken sandwich. Although I did get fries, so I don't know. One day maybe I'll get my diet under control and not even call it a diet. I will just modify my eating habits one day, maybe. And then we came home and we ate and we watched TV. We watched The Good Doctor and we watched Weakest Link and et cetera, et cetera. So that was pretty much our evening. Today I've just worked and that was about it. I have been looking at measurements of the furniture that I saw at IKEA. And I'm really considering purchasing 2 chairs and 2 ottomans. I'm just not certain if they're going to fit well in this room. I took a tape measure and they will fit, but I feel like it's right on the cusp of being too large to have 2 of them. But I really like them. I like the color. I like the faux leather. I like the shape. And so I'm not really sure, but I'm looking at them and considering. Maybe I'll pull the trigger tonight. I'm not really sure. So, yeah, that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.